Yo, 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 what is going on, guys? Back at it with another edition, another breakdown. It's your boy Sway Max Sr. here. We're on the Hammer Fist. And yeah, let's get it cracking, man. Sorry, kind of been on a hiatus. Things have been crazy. Work schedules changed. A lot of things have changed around the house lately, living the dad life. So I apologize about that. But yeah, let's get it cracking, man. We have 13 fights. This breakdown will be pretty quick. We'll try to run it between like 15 and 20 minutes, if not less. Tell you right now, I'm gonna butcher a lot of these names. Like almost everybody fighting, I feel like is Russian or they're fighting a Russian. So that should definitely make for some home cooking, right? Like for sure, should make for some home cooking. Just my initial thoughts. You know what I mean? We have it's. We really only have one huge favorite. Everybody else I consider really kind of really close. 250s and 280s and 290s and stuff like that. In MMA, as far as DraftKings is concerned, is not enough for us to be like, oh, let's target this guy. numbers are still pointing us some places, though. We do have about five fights that are scheduled to end early. Excuse me. I would say only about three of those, though. I really believe it to end early. We might be able to get some sneaky plays on the other two, but yeah. I mean, we got an interesting card. It's a pretty tough card, to tell you the truth. You got a lot of these fights. Like a lot of kind of, I wouldn't say young, but not necessarily known guys. A lot of guys that haven't really shown a lot. A lot of guys that have taken some L's. But then you got a banger for a main event. Kind of weird that it's not going to go five rounds. But, we do have some pretty good fights here. Now, another interesting thing is the fights are starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's fine for me because I work early, so I'll be able to watch some fights while I'm working. So that'll be fun. Be able to make some money while hopefully making some money, get a little double dip. But without further ado, let's get to it. All right, first up in the curtain jerker, we have Grigory Popov going up against Davy Grant. This is going to be a bantamweight fight, so we got some 135ers, we got some little guys here. Davy Grant is the plus 149 dog, and then you got Popov coming in at minus 177. Popov is coming off of that loss to Eddie Wineland, but he didn't look that bad against Eddie Wineland. He kind of looked pretty good, to tell you the truth. He got caught with his hands down. I kind of think he keeps his chin up a little bit as well. He's 9K, which is interesting because he doesn't have a heavy odds value. This fight isn't scheduled to end early, so. But I mean, I do think he gets the win here. I think he is just the better fighter. Davy Grant's in bad form, guys. He's faced better competition, but he's in bad form. Like, he's only won one fight in the UFC, and that was in 2016 when he beat Marlon Vera in a decision. And that was not the Marlon Vera that you guys recently know. Like, that's not the Marlon Vera that would kick his ass right now. So I mean, I do see it. I do see it. I do think this might be sneaky. This is gonna be tough, right? Because this is on a card. I mean, like last week, it was nothing but finishes and underdogs and finishes. So things can get crazy, right? But I think what we want to do here is we want to have a little bit of exposure to Popov because I think people are gonna fade this guy. So I think even 15 to 20% is gonna be more than what people will probably have him on. And I think he is live to get a high score here. I don't know about a knockout or anything like that. Like I said, he looked all right, but he got caught. Like it ended early. So, on the flip side, I don't really like Davy Grant as all, even at 7,200. Like if he does something crazy here and goes out there and finishes this guy or scores over 100, the more power to him. That's crazy shit, but. If you want to throw a dart at it, go ahead, but I personally won't. Next up, we have Pani Khiangzad going up against Jessica Rose Clark. This is a women's bantamweight fight, so again, 135ers. You got Rose Clark coming in at 8,200, and you got Khiangzad at 8K. This is that. This seems to be that fight that we talk about every week. This fight is interesting because it doesn't have any type of odds value as far as inside the distance, and I don't see this thing ending early. I honestly don't really like it for DraftKings, but the formula is what it is. I mean, it's kind of, it just is what it is, right? It's a pick 'em fight. They're both 8K. If either one of them scores 100 or scores close to 100, they're going to be in that winning lineup because of their price point. I personally like Jessica Rose Clark. I just think she's the better fighter. But personally, I would like for this one to be a dud. I'm going to play light on it. I'm going to have some of it just because, but I'm going to play light on it and we'll hope it does like I think it will. Next up, we have Roosevelt Roberts going up against Alexander Yakovlev. Yakovlev. This is a lightweight fight, 155ers. We have Alexander coming in at plus 125, and we have Roosevelt coming in at minus 151. Let's see. Yakovlev is 7,700, and Roosevelt Roberts is 8,500. I'll be completely honest with you guys. This is actually a fight I'm looking forward to seeing, but I don't believe it is going to score too well. You got Yakovlev. He's kind of coming in on short notice. He's got the experience. You know what I mean? He's fighting at home. Roberts has got good boxing though, right? And I think a lot of people are looking at him and not thinking that he's that well, but I mean, he's got some good boxing. He's got some good boxing. He's got some power. He's only 8,500, and I do think he gets the win here. He's got submissions, although I don't, he's definitely not gonna have the wrestling advantage here. On the flip side, it's this is just gonna be a good match. Something crazy could go on here, and one of these guys could score well, but I'm gonna say that it doesn't. But I will have minimal ownership to both of these guys just in case. I'm talking about like minimal, just because, but this is gonna be a good one. But for DraftKings purposes, it's one that we're kind of gonna keep moving on just because, we got some bangers here. So, all right, and next up, we'll keep it pushing here. Let's see how we do with this one. We have Abubakar Nurmagomedov going up against David Zawada. This is going to be a welterweight fight. David Zawada is plus 248. He's 6,900, so he's going to be the cheapest fighter we've seen so far. Nurmagomedov is coming in at 9,300. Yeah, he's got the last name right. He's definitely got that. He's definitely got that last name. But he does not carry the same wrestling stature, right? Dude's good. I definitely, and at 9,300, I mean, I do think he gets the win here, but it's tough. It's tough. He's one of the heavier favorites that we have. I do think he got I think the highest that I saw was minus 314. That's what I'm seeing here on Cruncher. I think currently he's at minus 290. So he's dropped a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I think he's the play here at 9,300. It's gonna be tough to play him though. And on the flip side, you got David Zawada, who just got knocked out last year by Li Jingliang. So I mean, it's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. Again, this is gonna be one of those fights that I'll probably have minimal ownership. And we'll see if we can get away with fading another one of these 9K kind of guys and see if we can kind of get them out of the way. You got to have some ownership to Nurmagomedov just in case he goes out there and wrestle fucks this guy and repeats takedowns on him, punches him up, maybe gets him out of there. You never know. So you got to have some ownership there. But at 9,300, he's got to outscore everybody, and that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. So yeah, that's my thoughts on that one. We'll keep it moving. Next up, we have Roman Kopylov versus Karl Roberson. Karl Roberson is let's see here, 7,900. He's minus 110. We basically have a pick 'em here. Kopylov is minus 113 at 8,300. This is the first fight of the night that has an inside the distance prop. The inside the distance is minus 155. So it's there. It's not high enough for me though, to tell you the truth, but I think people will also look past that because people won't really know. I mean, it's tough to know what we're gonna get from Roman as well. I mean, I was able to see some stuff. I think he is just going to be the better fighter. I mean, I did see he's got some kicks. He's got some kick game. His takedowns, well, I mean, I guess his takedown defense is all right. This one's tough to call, though. This one's tough to call, to be honest with you. It's tough to call. Karl Roberson coming back at 7,900. I mean, I think he's got a little bit of power. This one's tough, man. This one's tough. Like if we just go based off of like how these guys are scoring, Karl Roberson, yeah, he beat Darren Stewart, but that was, almost 3 years ago now. He hasn't really scored very well, and he hasn't looked very impressive. I am just interested kind of in that inside the distance line. But Roman's the play here at 8,300. If he can go out there and get the finish and get it early, I think he'll give us some leverage there. Not gonna go overweight on it, but he's the play, and I'll have a hedge of Karl Roberson just in case. All right, next up we have Sergey Kandoksko going up against Rustam Khabibov. This is a welterweight fight. Khabibov is -200, and Kandoksko is +166. He's 7,600, and Rustam's coming back at 8,600. This is a good fight. Not necessarily a fight that we want to target for DraftKings, and so you'll kind of see. I'm gonna kind of just push through a little bit the ones that that we're not really gonna talk about too much. Don't want to waste your guys' time. We're here for DraftKings purposes, so if it's not necessarily a DraftKings play, or if it's one that we're going to kind of favor DraftKings, I won't talk about it too much. And this is kind of one that we're for the most part going to fade. Neither one of these guys score very well when they win. I mean, yeah, Rustam has basically only lost two fights, but he's only averaging like 60, 70 points. You know what I mean? Like he's a these guys like to to wrestle fuck out here and see if they can and see if they can get a win that way. So everybody's gonna try to do kind of the same thing here. These Russians kind of all have that same similar fight style, so it's gonna be if these other fighters can fight them off and knock them out, honestly. So I mean, and yeah, on the flip side on the flip side, you got Ken Joko. He scored 78 in his last win. Beat Rostam Akman. Looked good. 60 significant strikes. Also had a takedown, had a knockdown as well. So I mean, if anything, I might have a little more ownership to him because he's going to be cheaper at 7,600. But for the most part, this is going to be a fight that we won't have much ownership here. All right, next up we have a pretty good fight here. We have a Dalcha champion. That's what I'm saying, 'cause I'll try to get it. Lungiambula versus Magomed Ankalaev. Yeah, I mean, this is a good one. Light heavyweight bout. Ankalaev is -417, so he is the biggest favorite on the card. He's the biggest favorite on the card. Which is interesting. Delta champion. If you guys don't remember, he's coming off of that win over Daquan Townsend. He knocked him out in the third round, had four takedowns, had that knockdown. He looked really good. He scored 100.3 points, or over, he scored 103 points, sorry, at 8,700. So he was definitely in that winning lineup that day for sure. Magomed, though, I mean, you know what we're gonna get from him. He's definitely gonna I mean, he's got the significant strikes, you know what I mean? He's got the striking ability too. This is just overall gonna be a real good fight. It's got the inside the distance. I think Dolce is gonna have the power and the speed advantage. Magomed has his takedown defense is a little sus, so if Dalcha can take him down and get him down and punch him up, I can see him doing that. And I'll be honest with you, at 6,800, Dalcha 6,800, and Magomed is right now the most expensive we're seeing at 9,400. I'm gonna take some shots at Dalcha for sure. This is just overall a fight that I'm gonna target. You know, it's got a minus 185 inside the distance. So they think it's going to end early. I'm definitely going to have some Dalcha. I think if Dalcha doesn't end it early, it's either going to be a stinker or Magomed. You know, he might get a decision win here, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. And at 9,400, I think we might be able to get away with not fading, but having somewhat lower ownership than the field on this guy. All right, next up we have Kitson Abreu going up against Shamil Gamzatov. Again, this is kind of one, you know, honestly, we're not gonna get into that much. Pretty much mostly gonna fade this one. You know, Shamil, this is gonna be his first fight. You got Ramazan, who doesn't score well, and he's 8,400. So I mean, this is really one we're just gonna look forward. I wouldn't blame you if you're gonna play either one of these guys. You know, as far as I'm sorry, Kitson, you know, doesn't score well. He's 7,300. So, like I said, if you want to play either one of these guys, I won't be mad at you. But I personally won't. I think Shamil gets the job done. So, if anything, I can see you guys taking some shots at him. I might throw about 10, 15% on him or something like that. All right, next up we have Ramazan Ameev going up against Anthony Rocco Martin. We got Anthony Rocco Martin at plus 104. You got Ameev at minus 127. Ameev coming off of a victory against Stefan Sekulic. He looked pretty good there. All his wins go to decision, though. You know, and then we look at Rocco Martin here. Most of his fights go to decision, too. I think this is going to be a decision fest. Neither one of these guys score well, even when they win, really. I mean, I look at Rocco. He's got, like, two fights over 100, and this is, you know, dude's been fighting in the UFC since 2014, so... for the most part, don't like it. Gonna look past that one. And then, you know, these next four fights we're gonna target. So, me personally, a lot of my investment is gonna be heavy in these last four fights. Starting off with the Kadeas Ibrahimov versus the Ed Herman fight. This has got a minus 300 inside the distance, which is definitely the highest of the night. You got Ed Herman. So if people watched his last fight, he knocked out Pat Cummings, which, I mean, you know, he better had knocked out Pat Cummings. But he was 7,400, though. People thought Pat Cummings was going to get him. Knocked his ass out at 7,400. He's 7,500 this time. Before that, he was coming off of three consecutive losses. He got knocked out in one of those losses. He's been knocked out a bunch, man. His chin is very suspect. Like, dude has been fighting in the UFC since, like, fuck, man, let's see, since like 2006. Like, literally, he's been fighting in the UFC since 2006, and I'm only seeing like two or three victories there where he's scoring 100 and getting these KO victories. So I think this is a spot where we can target Ibrahimov right here. He's 8,700, so we get a discount on all the other fighters. And even though he lost to Daung Jung, I think he gets this done, and I think he gets it done convincingly. And so I'm going to definitely have some ownership there. Maybe have some Ed just as a hedge in case he does some crazy shit again. But Ibrahimov, he should knock this cat out and get him out of here early, to be honest with you. All right, next up we have Zalim Imadiev versus Danny Roberts. This is actually interesting. It's got a minus 205 inside the distance. Danny Roberts, you know, he's... I almost want to say he's not really known for knocking guys out, but it's like he either gets knocked out or he's knocking guys out. I mean, he went on like a 2-year streak where that was what it was, had a split decision, then he got subbed out, then he got knocked out. So, I mean, dude is going to come forward and probably get knocked out. If not, he's going to knock you out. So, with that being said, we got to have some ownership to this fight. He's 7,400 plus 179. Coming back, Zalim is minus 220. He's 8,800. And, I mean, I just think this is a fight we target here. Minus 205, like I said, inside the distance to end early. Not much to be said about as far as a breakdown goes. Zalim is definitely going to be the better fighter here, and he should get the job done. He's going to be aggressive. He's powerful, and that's what it is. So at 8,800, he's definitely more in play than some of these more expensive guys. But yeah, like him a lot. And that's how we'll keep it pushing. All right, next up we have the infamous Greg Hardy going up against Alexander Volkov. They gave Greg Hardy a comeback here after he did some dumb shit again. This idiot, if you didn't see it, used the inhaler in between rounds two and three while he was on the stool, and like straight asked this guy, like, "Hey, can I use my inhaler?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, is it approved?" And he was like, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, it's approved, like FDA approved or some stupid shit." He said, or USADA approved or something like that. And they were like, "Okay, you know what I mean?" And then after, I mean, it was a shitty performance anyway. But after that, they got that win from him. Like, dude, what the hell are you doing, man? You can't use an inhaler and put oxygen into your body in the middle of a fight. Like, if you're fucking tired, that's part of the fight, man. So, anyway, he's going up against some actual competition this time against Alexander Volkov. Volkov's the -255 favorite. This one's got a -280 inside the distance to end early. I'm gonna tell you right now, this is actually an interesting fight. I do think Alexander Volkov's gonna style on him at 9,200. I'll have some exposure, but I also think Greg Hardy's too cheap at 7K, and I think he does have the power to catch Alexander Volkov. I do worry about his cardio though, because he didn't look good in his last fight, and he looked like he was getting tired and gassing out, and that was like less than a month ago. So he cannot be in better shape. That's just physically impossible. So, I think he's gonna look bad here again, but he's got the power and he can catch this guy. So I definitely will have some exposure to him. Not sure how much, but this is a fight we want to target for sure. Alexander Volkov's the play. I think he wins, but yeah, I definitely think that's the play here. All right, and last but not least, we have the main event, Zabit Magomed Sharipov going up against Calvin Kattar. This is going to be a good fight. I wish it was going 5 rounds, but it's not. But we should have a good 3 rounds of some chitty chitty bang bang here. Zabit's coming in at -299, Calvin +240. Calvin 7,100, Zabit 9,100. Yeah, this is pretty much an all-in fight for me because I think Calvin might be able to stun the world and pop this guy here. But Zabit is good, man. He's good on the feet. He's got the spin kicks. He's got the funky style. He's got the takedowns. He's got the wrestling game. He's got everything. So I mean, at 9,100, it's not going to take much for him to outscore everyone there, especially with him not being the most expensive fighter. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't have a inside the distance prop, but I think it will go 3 rounds. I think Zabit kind of just takes him down, keeps taking him down, pounds him out. He might pound him out here in the second round or something like that. But overall, I think it's going to be a domination. He's the play, but yeah, this is close to an all-in fight. I'll have a lot of Zabit and I'll have a lot of Calvin as well. So, yeah, that's how we're going to do it for this week. Again, we got an early card. It's in Russia this week. Hopefully you guys are up for it and not working like me. Let's get to this money, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter. Yeah, peace. Let's do it.